Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're walking through a piece by Brett Allegre Wood called OpenAI is Losing $14 Billion a Year. Here's what it means for your AI strategy.
And it's not just a provocative headline. The numbers Brett has pulled together should make any business leader stop and think seriously about where their AI budget is going right now.
Let's start with the headline fact. OpenAI is projecting $14 billion in net losses for 2026. That's despite $25 billion in revenue. The company is valued at $852 billion and still burning cash at a rate that's hard to get your head around.
And then on top of that, three senior executives resigned on the same day.
The head of their science division, the person who built Sora, and the person responsible for scaling ChatGPT's enterprise API. All three gone at once.
And Sora, their video generation tool, is being shut down completely. It was costing $1 million per day to operate.
Of the 11 original co-founders, only Sam Altman and Greg Brockman are still there.
So what's Brett's argument? Is this just a story about one company, or is there something here that applies to the rest of us?
It applies directly. His point is that the financial reality driving OpenAI's situation mirrors the same structural failures that are quietly destroying ROI in enterprise AI programs everywhere. If the company that invented the modern AI boom can't make the economics work without a clear strategy, that's a signal, not just a story.
And the data he cites backs that up. Rand Corporation found that 80.3% of enterprise AI projects deliver zero measurable value.
MIT researchers put the number of generative AI pilots that never scale at 95%. And S&P Global found that 42% of companies scrapped the majority of their AI initiatives in 2025 after spending the money.
So the majority of businesses buying AI tools are not getting a return. What's actually going wrong? The technology works. The models are sound. The problem, according to Brett, is leadership misalignment and a fundamental misunderstanding of what AI actually needs to function inside a real business. He puts it plainly, buying an AI tool is buying an engine. The engine is useless without the right fuel. And in AI, the fuel is your internal company data.
And Rand found that data readiness issues are behind 60% of all abandoned AI projects.
Businesses spend the money on software and then discover their systems are too disorganized for the AI to do anything useful with.
61% of IT leaders now say integration is the single biggest cost driver in their systems. That's from OpKey Research. You're bolting new AI onto infrastructure that was never designed for it.
Okay, but let's give the other side. Because when AI is deployed well and genuinely set up to augment a team rather than just dumped on them, the productivity gains are real.
They are. Goldman Sachs found that workers using AI tools correctly save 40 to 60 minutes every single day. Across a team of 50 people, that's the equivalent of 6 full-time employees, for free.
That's a significant number, but there's a catch.
A big one. A WalkMe survey of 3,750 executives and employees across 14 countries found that workers are losing the equivalent of 51 working days a year to technology friction.
51 days per person. Per year.
And 54% said they bypassed their company's mandated AI tools in the past 30 days because doing the work manually was faster than fighting the system.
So you can end up paying the license fee, getting a negative return, and not even realizing it's happening.
Exactly. And Brett points to Gartner as the way through it. Gartner analyzed 353 data and analytics leaders, and the organizations achieving positive financial results from AI had one thing in common. They were investing 4 times more money in their foundational data infrastructure than they were spending on AI software.
4 times? That's not a small adjustment. That's a completely different set of priorities.
They audit their data first, break down information silos, lock down security, build a clean environment, and only then introduce the AI. And when they do introduce it, they invest heavily in training and workflow redesign before expecting results.
The UK government is moving the same direction. Brett mentions a £500 million sovereign AI fund targeted specifically at foundational infrastructure, not chasing the latest consumer hype.
And KPMG data shows Australia is leading globally on governance and risk management frameworks before scaling AI, moving slower but building on solid ground.
What about hiring? Can you just bring in AI-skilled graduates and solve this that way?
Brett says no.
Pearson and AWS found that 53% of employers are already struggling to find graduates with the AI skills they need. The education system isn't catching up fast enough. Building an AI-ready workforce is a business responsibility, which means upskilling your current team. All right, so what does someone listening to this actually do with all of this? Brett lays out 5 steps in the article. My pick for this week, audit your current AI spend. List every license and tool. And if you can't point to a specific measurable return, cut it. Mine is the data question. Before you buy another AI tool, find out whether your internal data is clean, accessible, and secure. Fix the plumbing before you install the gold taps. It's unglamorous, but it's where the 80% are failing. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to understand how all of this applies specifically to your business, Brett offers a free AI audit there. Worth taking him up on it. The numbers in the full piece are worth reading carefully. Most vendors aren't telling you this story. Thanks for listening.